You know, we don't do a lot of requests on this show, but no, I guess this Awkward Tuesday phone call is kind of a request because a lot of people have wanted it, so
yeah.
I should throw on my DJ cap real quick.
Oh, no, don't.
Good morning, everybody. It's Brooke and Jubal at the morning right here coming at you. Got a requested for an Awkward Tuesday phone call. You guys remember Claire. Well, Claire was left at the altar on her wedding day by her fiancé, Justin. Uh-oh. Called him in an Awkward Tuesday phone call last week and found out that he skipped town because her dad paid him 80 grand large cash coming right at your face.
Man, why is it always coming to my face?
He took the money and left. And a lot of people have been requesting that Claire call her father and ask why he did it in an Awkward Tuesday phone call. And Claire is on the phone with us, and she's about to make that phone call. Claire, are you ready to go? Good morning to you.
I'm nervous, but I'm ready.
Are you ready? I mean, you had dinner with him, and you didn't say anything. I can't believe you did that.
I know. I don't think I was ready. But after talking to you guys about it, I just feel a lot better about it. I need to just settle this once and for all and just find out what the deal is. Because you know what? I'm stuck with my dad forever. He's my dad. He's my blood. Justin, a piece of crap that I'll never talk to again.
Right.
I just can't believe your dad thinks that you would have never found out that he paid your fiance 80 grand not to marry you on your wedding day. Like any other day, maybe it would have been a little bit better.
Yeah, I don't know what his thought process was.
Yeah.
I just hope I get like a good, clear answer so I can move on with my life already.
Yeah, I want to hear why he did it. I also want to hear if he has any more cash that he's willing to just throw away. Because I would take his money, no problem.
Yeah, Jubal's just like, yo, where are the checks coming from, bro?
All right, I'm going to dial his phone number right now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, man.
Good luck. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, Dad.
Hi. Sweetie, how are you?
I'm okay. I just was wondering if you have a minute to chat. I just wanted to talk to you about something.
I always have time for you.
Dad, I know what you did with Justin.
What do you mean?
I know everything. I know about the money. I know you told him never to talk to me again. I know everything. And
oh, my God.
I just...
Claire, did he contact you?
No.
Did he call you?
No. Dad, listen. He didn't call me. I hired a private investigator, and they got me in touch with him and sent him to tell me the truth, and he told me everything, and I just...
Claire, I am so, so sorry. I did not want you to find out this way. I didn't want you to know.
Look, I'm upset that you didn't tell me first, and I had to find out from him, but I'm not mad at you. I just need you to tell me your end of the story. I need to know exactly what happened, what he said, what you did. Like, it's not fair to me. I'm in the middle of all of this.
I was just kind of hoping this whole thing would just go away. I didn't want you to have to deal with this, but he's been asking me for money for months.
Did he ask you for money?
You didn't know this, but... It was a couple $1,000s here and then $3,000 there, and asked him what he needed it for. And he basically told me that he was just trying to put money aside for the honeymoon and wanted to put a down payment on a house. And so when he put it to me that way, of course, I, you know, immediately, you know, gave him money.
Was this happening leading up to the wedding? Like this was going on this whole time behind my back?
So a week before the wedding, he asked to meet with me and he tells me that he owes a lot of money. And I'm like, what can you owe a lot of money for? And it turns out that he's been gambling, and he didn't want you to know.
Are you kidding?
So all the money I gave him before was to either cover a bet or to make a bet. And he
was gambling. Justin was gambling the money that you gave him.
Yes, he was. And I did everything I could. I moved some things around. I cashed in some stock. But I gave him the money under the condition that he would not marry you and he would leave you alone forever. Claire... I don't understand. Well, it was either kill him or pay him off. So.
Whoa!
What? Probably better to pay him off than to kill him. Yeah, I think so.
Those were your options in your head?
Who was that?
Oh, hey, what's up, Dennis? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. You probably have no idea who we are.
Yeah, in the morning what? What are you talking about?
In the morning. That's a radio show. It's called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. And your daughter, Claire, listens to it.
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm so sorry.
What?
Dad, I didn't know how
to... I'm sorry. What are you doing? What is going on?
I'll tell you right
that
now.
That was such a dad question. What is going
on here? We do a segment on our show. It's called the Awkward Tuesday Phone Call. And last week, Claire emailed us because she had tracked down Justin, the dude that she was supposed to marry, the guy that you paid 80 grand to go away. And she wanted to call him and ask why he left her at the altar. She got him on the phone and he said that you paid him 80 grand to go away. And so people were saying that we need to get you on the phone to figure out why. And yeah. I guess now Claire and everybody else has their answer.
Yeah.
Oh.
I needed help, Dad. Okay. I didn't know what to do. I needed advice and I didn't know how else to approach you. So
yeah, the idea behind the whole thing is if you have a tough conversation, we'll give you some advice on how to handle that phone call, but you have to do it on the show. So that's why she wanted to do it this way.
And she hasn't said, I mean, she's never said one bad thing about you. You raise a very level-headed daughter. I can tell you that, sir.
I agree with that. She's an amazing daughter. She's my whole world. I'd do anything for her. I mean, God, I just paid a guy $80,000 to stay away from her.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I would do the same thing. So it was all based on gambling, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
Hold on a second. Dad, you mentioned gambling. Justin and I have never even been in a casino together. I had no idea that he gambled, okay? I can't...
It's not about going to a casino. It's not about any of that. Did you ever notice that he really paid attention to the scores of the football games and didn't really watch the football games all that much?
He had fantasy football teams and stuff. I don't know. I don't follow sports. How am I supposed to know? I just trusted that he was having fun with his friends.
I just still don't understand why your options were... kill him or pay him off. Like, why wouldn't it be tell my daughter, who's a level-headed person, about his gambling addiction?
Claire was going to marry this guy in 7 days, yeah. Okay? There's no way I'm going to go to my daughter and say, hey, he's a gambler, give him up. And she's going to say, okay.
I don't know, yeah. Claire?
Honestly, Dad, I mean, I would have trusted what you told me. I don't think you have that much faith in me because, of course, I would have listened to you. Yes, I love Justin. But you're my dad. You're going to look out for me. And if you told me he was gambling, I would have left him.
I honestly don't think that's true, Claire. I think that you would try and fix him. You'd try and save him. You'd try and work through it with him rather than realize that he's never going to change and you needed to get away from him. But you're too good a person.
But if he would have just told me earlier...
Look at how quickly he just gave up on you.
That's true. He did. He did give up pretty quick.
You gave him $80,000. Of course he would leave me alone.
Sweetie, somebody who truly loves you, who truly cares for you, it wouldn't matter how much money I offered them, okay? If you could offer me $10 million, that doesn't mean I'm going to stop being your dad.
Yeah, $10 million, though?
Yeah, come on.
Million with an M.
Yeah. Just assume that you were really rich, Dennis,
yeah.
And that's why you could pay off 80 grand to
point.
Like
I
her
fiance. Loaded,
like, we thought you were loaded, and it turns out you're gonna be paying this off for decades.
As long as Claire doesn't have to deal with these consequences, I'll do whatever it takes.
Aww. Okay, so you're good on the money then. Like, you know, you might have to pay it back or whatever, but it's worth it to you to get rid of this dude.
It is so worth it.
God, what a jerk! Well, this other guy, not you, man.
I know, right?
I hope you have a lot of money because I'm sure in her life she's going to run into other problems and you can't pay her way out of everything, though,
yeah.
Dennis. Like, it's sweet, but it's not a good fix.
How do I answer that? There's nothing I wouldn't do for my daughter.
I don't know.
There's
it seems
nothing.
Like a good fix to me. You got rid of the guy. He's gone now.
I fixed it. Maybe I'll have to kill the next one. I don't know.
Dad, you know, again, you didn't really have to do that, but, you know, you went through all this trouble for me, and I love you, and I'm really sorry that I was the cause of all this for you.
Claire, I love you so much. I would do anything for you, and I'm so glad you're okay. That's all that matters to me.
Maybe just next time be more honest in all of the interactions you have with her boyfriends leading up to everything.
Yeah, if the next dude asks you for money, just let her know right away.
Yeah. I mean,
well, I thought about cleaning my shotgun the next time he came over, but Claire gets mad at me when I do that.
Well, yes, I don't like that. It's not cool, Dad.
Claire, you got your answer at least, and now you know why
your
dad did it. Yeah, and everybody got their answer, so.
I feel relieved it's not me, and honestly, now I feel like I could date again. And, Dad, don't worry. I'll pick a good one. And I'll be careful next time.
Now, if any dude you date is into sports, you're going to drop him right away. Like, no, I know what you're doing.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Well, Dennis, thank you for your time, man.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You're a good guy.
Also, I'm going to Vegas in a few weeks. If you got some extra cash flying around, I plan on spending a lot. So
a
I'll hit you up after, okay?
I think you need to lose my number, mister.